Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games.
Sorry.
What the fuck just happened there?
My alarm went off immediately at the exact moment.
It wasn't even a phone call. It was an alarm.
Do podcast now. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Sitting opposite me, we have the man with the golden alarm tone. What? Adam Knox.
That's me. Baka, 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 baka.
What was that? What was that tone? What do you? What's it's your the alarm default of one. Choice?
The blip, 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 like the tritone thing.
Yeah, but I had to change my ringtone from that because it's my alarm. It now freaks me out.
Yeah.
When I get and my ringtone does as well for separate.
Yeah,
reasons.
You're very highly strung.
No, well, like it's phone calls are a little scary because it could be anything. It could be anything on the other end of the line.
Probably there. A person talking.
No, but it could be anything.
Okay.
And so, like, I used to have Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin as my thing. Can't listen to that song anymore. Now somehow I've made this phone, instead of doing the normal pace of vibration, it goes bap, 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 like that. And I'm furious at myself for letting it happen.
You're a wreck.
We've also got Ben Vanell.
Hey, I don't have any of those neuroses. Mm. I've got a whole bunch of other ones.
I had the ducks this morning waking me up.
Oh, really?
The alarm, the duck tone. It's an interesting way to wake up.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, that one. Because when you set the alarm...
Pretty good duck, right?
Yeah. Pitch perfect, I'd say.
Wait, is there a duck in here? Several seconds
no,
ago?
No, there's just a couple of bloody geese.
Well, what's good for the geese is good for the gender. Good for the gender.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Look, wow. I've already done a podcast today. I'm clapped out. I haven't left the house in 5 days.
No, nope, fair enough.
I took a week out last week, mentally taking one out this week as well. Thank you for filling in, guys. I appreciate that.
Hey, we put in a lot of effort and we did a great job.
You guys got me to listen to the episode. We're like, does this sound okay? And I was like, yeah, it sounds fine. It's good. Like,
yeah, because
I recorded on iPhone.
I knew it would be passable. I've recorded stuff on iPhones before. Knox was like, let's check. Like, we'll ask Tommy because we don't want people to be
a professional, podcasting professional.
Indeed. Yeah. We don't want people to be angry at us.
Sounds perfect. All we've gotten is complaints about the quality of the sound.
Yeah.
Problem it's not that bad when I listened back.
No, but it's not good. And like the problem with recording on an iPhone as well is that if it rings, it is goddamn terrifying. Anytime a phone rings, it's scary. And that's something that everyone can relate to, I'm sure.
Have you seen the movie Phone Booth?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No, that's the one with Colin
Farrell.
Mm. Yeah.
He's in a phone booth for the whole movie. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Give or take about 5 minutes.
Yep.
And it's good. It's actually really good.
I've pretended to have seen the film Phone Booth before.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my parents finding out that I was really going to see Team America.
Which oh, really?
I wasn't even that young at that point.
No.
But yeah, I said I saw
That's
a phone
actually,
booth.
Every studio, when they release like a bawdy comedy that's going to be a hit with the teens, they should also release like a cover film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're
going
to end up, because the bawdy film, you'll get just the adults all going
because
they want to go. But then you have this like piece of shit. Mm. The kids are just buying.
Yeah. Jimmy goes to law school.
Exactly. Blech. Yeah. And they have to be always on at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kids can go in, they can buy a ticket to whatever.
Yep. Sneak in the other.
Some fucking cat in a hotel or whatever. And then they walk into the fucking. The
bawdy movie.
Penetrative spectacular.
I'd prefer to see Cat in a Hotel, to be honest.
Cat in a Hotel sounds better than whatever pussy movie you're talking about.
Cat in a Hotel sounds like the dirty one.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's the porno one.
Yeah. Bit of a Cat in a Hotel, if you know what I mean.
What do we got today? You guys were talking about No Man's Sky last week.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of looking into it. I don't think I'm on board with the hype. I'm skeptical. Like, I just don't
I think
get...
at this point, there's not so much hype as there is like this swirling mix of people who are going like, it's not going to be that good. You guys are totally too excited. Yeah. And other people who are like, please fulfill my childhood dreams. Like, I think that's what's happening at the moment.
I mean, it looks really cool. And the whole thing of it being like randomly generated planet and everything is, that's awesome. But I just think I'm looking at it going, okay, well, once all that stuff strips away, what am I doing in this? I can't tell. Right. What do you do?
Well, you've always been a linear storyline kind of boy.
Yeah, but what am I doing? Are there quests? Is there a story? Or are you just flying around, walking around? It's to me, it feels a little bit like, Nox, what your complaint with Firewatch was, which is just you're just walking around kind of doing nothing. It feels to me, it looks a bit like that's what you're doing.
Like it's one of those survival games. So it's like, and it's like Minecraft is kind of one of them, or like those ones called Rust and all those sort of things. And none of us have really played, I'm pretty sure. And kind of because those are that sort of game where not much really happens.
But Rust and DayZ, you're in with other people.
Which
this is like you're in the same galaxy as people.
But you're never going to see them.
Is that true?
Like, I guess we don't know. I don't think they've said, like, if you have like a bunch of friends on PS4.
No, you can't. They've straight up said, hey, don't expect this to be a multiplayer game.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my reservation. I just think like, and I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. I'm just going, beyond, because all that stuff of like, oh, it's all like the tech shouldn't be a selling point for why you're enjoying the game.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
not, once you're in it and you're playing it, the fact that it's randomly generated and all that, it kind of doesn't matter. All that matters is just what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Like I remember I went to the premiere of Transformers 2 when it came out.
And
the guy.
Kalang.
Wow. I pretended to go to that, but I was actually going to see a big porno.
I pretended to go to that. I was just in the car park jacking it. and the guy who introduced it repeated this fact so many times that the graphics for the film took up like 20 hard drives or what it is, like 28 terabyte hard drives is what it took to store. And like said this so many times, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
where's
the
script?
Front of you, it doesn't make any difference. Like how that's not making you enjoy it.
This is the largest warehouse in the world, and we have filled it with human shit. But it's the biggest one.
Perfect analogy.
Yes, very good.
But it looks amazing. Like the graphics and stuff, it looks cool. I don't know. We'll see.
I think that's the thing. So with like the tech and all that kind of stuff, and the stuff that they're talking about over and over, like. What they're basically saying is like, oh, we've like built a giant universe and you can fly around in it and look at stuff. And sometimes you can like go, hey, that fish is the Ben fish. And for a lot of people, they're going like, wait a minute, but what about a story or quests or goals? And for me, it's like, yeah, you know, I got a lot of free time. That sounds kind of cool.
That's almost my problem with it, is that it isn't that. Like, I'd almost like it to just be like this painting of a million planets that you go and look at.
Yeah.
But the problem seems to be for me that they're then going, yeah, it's this cool painting, but then you might just edit that little cough out there, I reckon.
Absolutely not.
No.
Well, that's probably really annoying to listen to, actually.
Cough simulator. Microsoft cough simulator.
What was I even saying? I distracted myself with all those coughs.
The fact that it's going to be more of a survival.
You would fuck a painting.
That there's all this bullshit. I would, but I'm not going to fuck a painting that's going to make me go through all this fucking bullshit of like, hey, man, you don't have enough hydrogen.
That's the thing. I mean, there's a couple of bits in some of the trailers where it's like you're flying through space and you're shooting at other things, or you're on a planet and there's these little ATT-looking things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Walking around, and it's kind of like, okay, well, what's that? What's this part of? Is this part of a mission or a thing that you've got to do?
Well, they're the space police, basically.
Yeah.
Who come and get you if you shoot too much shit.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
There's like Grand Theft Auto style space police
who come after you. They're like these old kind of protectors of the planets. So if you mine too much, you can't mine too much fucking helium. Or hydrogen or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's like a heritage site.
Yeah.
So these police, these space police come over.
How about you
like,
mind your own business instead, buddy, say the space police. It's not a well-written game.
Big pause there just to edit that horrific atrocity.
Yeah. Edit point.
Please get rid of the coughing too while you're there.
Nah, more coughing. So there's stuff going on. We just don't really know what it is yet.
Right.
And you see like people like warp out of nowhere and there's like freighters flying past and you can attack them and stuff. It's like... Well, if it is genuinely this big persistent world, then that's cool.
Yeah.
But that persistent...
I think there's something interesting about this not having that much information, because it's allegedly it's out in like what, 2 months?
It's out in June or July.
It's pretty rare that at this point you're not getting like, okay, here's how it works.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. That doesn't seem like that's that common. Like you at least, it's an interesting.
Yeah. Certainly technique. I don't think any game with this much attention or hype is like not a sequel at this point.
Yeah.
Like
that's
it's
true.
Pretty rare for this to be an original IP.
Yeah. The Division is apparently the fastest selling new franchise thing,
right?
Like non sequel of all time. I think I read it was either the fastest or the second fastest.
Right.
I know you guys talked about the Division last week. I have a weird thing with that where I heard about it, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. And then as soon as I saw it had the Tom Clancy tag on it, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like just that bit of snobbery coming out. Where
it's real creepy that they do it.
Hell basic.
I think we mentioned this last week as well, that like Tom Clancy's been dead for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like you can't.
He's had no authorial stamp on this game.
Hey, yeah. It's Edgar Allan Poe's Mario 7.
Hey, now that I would like to see.
You can't just slap
somebody.
I'll
be the Raven.
Quoth the Raven, "It's a me."
Oh yes.
Who's the evil Edgar? Edgar Allan Wapo.
Oh, yeah.
Wedgar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Right, so that's... I feel like have we just basically said the same stuff that you said last week?
A little bit.
Kind of, yeah. We'll just have to wait and see. Let's probably put a moratorium on talking about it until it's out, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless there is a big new reveal thing.
Yeah, like some features or gameplay or quests or
stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Uncharted has been bumped back.
Yeah,
that though, haven't we?
Yeah. I don't remember, but
I don't know.
It's been knocked back a little bit.
Yeah, not even by that much.
No, like
by
3 weeks.
A week.
Well, I think it was like a production issue rather than anything. Like they couldn't get the discs printed or
right,
something.
Right.
Yeah, right,
right. That is, I mean, that's a weird thing.
Yeah. Did you guys watch that story trailer?
Yeah, it looks fucking awesome. Like the animation and stuff and that is, it's a really good looking game.
You keep thinking with every generation, like how can the cutscenes look better? Like it's either a film or it's just this. These graphics are even better now. Like,
but cutscenes, like who gives a fuck? Because to me, it's the in-game stuff looking amazing, which is the big thing.
Well, I remember
cutscenes. I mean, they had amazing cutscenes on the PS1 because they could just. They could render video and stuff.
Sure. I remember back then in the 90s when the big like catch cry was like, this looks like Toy Story.
Yeah.
We have made a game that looks like Toy Story.
Yeah. Well, that was always the big for me as having an N64 and not going in on the PlayStation stuff. Like that was always the big kind of divide. It was like your PS games had this cool looking, like Crash Bandicoot had this cool cutscenes that looked like they were from a movie, but the 64 didn't have the storage for that. So you either had stuff where they used that, like Donkey Kong 64 having the song at the start where they're all dancing and it's just like the in-game engine but animations from that. Like that was a huge thing. Like, and Link, Link on his horse just riding through a field.
Totally.
Yeah. Like for there to be anything even close to full motion video was like, whoa!
Well, and they can never have the voice stuff on there. So games like Metal Gear Solid and whatever that had all this dialogue in them was like you couldn't get that. I remember Resident Evil 2, I think, had like a fuckload of that stuff somehow. They did some weird compression thing.
Well, I think
Perfect Dark had a bunch of speech in it
Tekken,
on the 64.
Tekken games had like the end of every kind of arcade mode. You got like a new cutscene. Yeah. They were like, pretty cool and meant nothing.
But cutscenes now they're just using the in-game engine, aren't they? Like they're just basically using those same because they look so
sort of. But they pre-render it though,
sure.
Often,
yes.
So it's that same stuff, but just.
But PS,
not
there was a big there was a big gap between the quality of the cutscenes and then the quality of the
in-game big
stuff.
Time.
And now they just like seamlessly filter in.
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming down the pipe. What else? Mm. What else have we got? We had some listener stuff.
I played a little bit of a game that I hadn't played before this week. I played Antichamber.
Oh yeah.
Because I really liked The Witness and I heard that Antichamber was similar.
Right. I do remember that coming out and getting some pretty good press.
I really didn't like it. Mm. I couldn't get into it. It was like, it seems fine, but just the puzzles were too confusing for me. It's all this like sort of, so I'm just too stupid for it is basically my problem with that game.
You were trying to dance around that for a long time.
Yeah. I was,
and then it just and something snapped where you just made peace with it.
I got to be who I am and look, it's okay to be stupid.
I'm real stupid, Mom. Who was I being?
I don't know.
Brendan Dassey from Making a Murderer.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Oh, right. I haven't seen Making a Murderer.
Oh, right. Have you seen it, Ben?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, when he's like on the phone, he's like, why did you tell them you did it? Because I'm just real stupid, Mom.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I watched the first episode and realized I couldn't give a shit about these fucking idiots. Like,
wow. That's how some people feel about this podcast.
Like, I don't, like, all the people in the police station seemed like dickheads.
Yep.
All the people who were being arrested, even wrongfully, seemed like dickheads. I didn't care. Hmm. Is that very elitist and shit?
Like, it is, like, yeah.
It is. It's hard to reconcile all that because a lot of stuff has come out since the doco has come out. About like, well, here's some stuff that the filmmakers, you know, for creative purposes, haven't really told you about.
Well, because the guy was kind of a, like, he hadn't done that. So, yeah, I'm not saying lock him up.
But no. it's still hard.
You're just saying this guy is kind of a loser hick.
Well, and I'm not saying, I never said the words loser hick.
I think you implied them.
I did not imply them. I very carefully didn't imply them.
Even just not ignore, like, not even a loser hick. Like, it's kind of hard to have empathy the whole way through when one of the first things you told about this guy is that he set a cat on fire when he was a kid.
Like, exactly.
And it's framed as like, you know, it's just boys will be boys. It's like, no, he fucking set an animal on fire.
Well,
it's
and people are all going, like, a lot of people are like, oh man, it's crazy how corrupt the police are. I'm like, no fucking shit, idiot. Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't know why I'm being so aggressive about it.
It still is an interesting case, but there's more, for me, like, you know, all right, we're just going into Making a Murderer now. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
For me, my problem with it was like it's a little bit too, as a documentary, as a viewing experience, it's kind of too observational. Like, okay, so you're framing this whole thing and you're framing it in a way where you're expecting me to go, well, he, you know, he didn't do it. He clearly didn't do it. Okay, fine. But you've got to give me a point in there somewhere where it's like, well, who did? And I know they're trying to just like sit back and they weren't allowed to bring back that up in the court case.
Yeah.
And so the people making the doco are just trying to be fly on the wall.
They did say, but even in that first episode,
you've got to give me something.
Though.
You've got to give, like, as a viewer, it's like you can't expect me after 10 episodes to walk away. I think there's also examples of that style of doco that have been done way better. The Jinx, if you haven't watched
it. I was going to say Jinx is
the gold standard of true crime.
Yeah, because it has that stuff, that factual fly on the wall, like list, like that kind of like talking head kind of doco stuff.
And if you don't know the story, you just learn the story. And the story is fascinating.
It's so great. The presentation, like, visually, it's great.
Yeah.
But then also they intervene at points and talk to the guy who is the subject of their documentary.
The doco becomes the smoking gun, essentially. Yeah. It's a fucking great, like, it's so satisfying.
I've still never seen that. I just don't really go in for true crime stuff very often.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love it.
Streets of LA.
Serial pulled me in and then, I went in on The Jinx, The Staircase is an older one.
See, that's the thing. The Serial had the opposite effect on me. Like, it came closer to pulling me on. Wait. Hold on a moment. I've nearly said something a bit wrong. No, Serial. I found Serial really.
I would love to a 10 episode dissection of you getting a hand job.
That'd be pretty good for me. I'd enjoy that. I don't know, man. Like, it was the same thing where, like, these people seem to have real problems and maybe you didn't do it. But, like, I guess those true crime things don't do a good job of making me feel empathy for human beings.
I guess for me, like, I really like something.
Or just like engaged in a show.
No, totally. Like, it's not like that guy, especially with Serial, like, that guy, he seemed shifty to me, you know? And I know that's like a real snap judgment
that
I made.
That's what's interesting about it because it's like, there's no, the whole thing of it is like they'll have an episode where it's like, well, here's how it was all fucked.
Yeah.
But then they have an whole episode where they go, but here's all this stuff that you can't explain.
But then
like,
the journal,
if you didn't do it, then how did this all of this looks so, that's what's really interesting about it is that you can make such a compelling case.
But then just the method in that fucking show as well. Like, I listened to a couple of episodes and I think it was in the second one where there was a woman who she'd been trying to contact who was kind of nothing to do with it and was just a friend of his or something from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And she keeps hounding her. She keeps saying, no, I don't want to talk to you. Eventually she caves into like the pressure that this fucking journalist is putting on her.
Yeah.
And then her husband realizes it's happening and goes, no, don't talk about that. Like, yeah. it's just a shady, shitty way to be. Like, make up a fake story. True crime things, man, like, let people deal with that.
No, yeah. But there's a lot of – I love a true crime thing, but I want there to be – I like it when it's after the fact and it's like
– Sure, Al Capone.
Here's the full story.
Like, let's go, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen West of Memphis, but yep. West of Memphis is an awesome – sort of, true crime documentary.
Yeah.
And there's a resolution to it. And especially if you go in not knowing any of the story, which I didn't when
great.
I saw it.
Yeah,
the first half, you're like, this is, what the fuck's going on here? And then there is a resolution at the end and you come out of it and you go, okay, well.
Yeah. And cool, there's been some Louis Theroux documentaries that aren't really true crime things, but him like talking to criminals and like any of the ones he's done surrounding a crime have been really good.
Yeah.
So I guess I just don't like the way a lot of them are presented.
By the way, Louis Theroux's coming out here. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's coming out here to do a show.
Yeah.
And I was just talking about this with
Get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. I was just talking about this with someone before and we were saying, like you see it and you go, I love Louis Theroux. I want to go. But then you go, well, I love Louis Theroux's docos. And it's not like he's doing that on stage. He asks questions about his work. Yeah.
Is anyone in the room a Nazi?
That's exactly it. We were saying it should be, the live show should be Louis Theroux roasts the worst cunt in your city live on stage. So it's just like they find like some fucking notorious pedophile or
Warwick Kappa or something.
Nazi sympathizer.
Or Warwick Kappa, yeah, great.
And you go and Louis just fucking just grills them for an hour. That would be so good.
I'd definitely watch that.
Traveling shit circus starring Louis Theroux.
At some point, that's just like a modern day public execution.
I think you could get a few of our bloody politicians up there.
Here we go.
They're not going to let us put this one on the internet.
I don't know. I'd go. I'm still going to go.
I really like Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I'm just thinking about Louis Theroux being on our podcast now.
Great.
It's really sad that the studio that made Fable closed down. Really enjoyed that first game.
It feels like he's on the podcast right now.
He should go after a few of those like Kickstarter things that have... I'm trying to think what's a video game issue he could take on. That would be a big one of them.
Gamergate.
Yeah.
Gamergate.
Do you think perhaps by ethics and journalism you mean I hate women? Do you think that might be what you're trying to say?
Oh, yes.
This has justified the very dry and boring true crime chat that we
did. Snoop Dogg was in the second true crime game. Do you remember that? Do you remember those true crime games?
Yeah, because they turned into sleeping dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a magical transformation.
Snoop Dogg was in one of them. He's been in a bunch of video games, actually. Do you remember that voiceover pack he did for Call of Duty?
No.
He did. Snoop Dogg did a voiceover pack, so instead of like the regular voice being like, you know, hey, you're on blue team, be like Snoop Dogg going like, blue team, man, wish I was on green team or whatever. Like,
oh, yes.
It's great.
Well, if we're
speaking of rappers,
rappers in video games, Kanye West, unlikely ally of the video game community.
Yeah, this was a couple of weeks ago now, and we just forgot to talk about it, which is insane.
He's come out and he said he's going to call his new album TurboGrafx.
TurboGrafx 16. My next album is titled TurboGrafx 16 as of now.
Which he'll change that 8 more times before.
I'll read the rest of his little string of tweets here.
Yep.
This is Kanye West. My next album is titled TurboGrafx 16 as of now. Just on some super nerd vibes. One of my favorite gaming systems when I was a kid. Blazing Lasers was probably my favorite game on that console. My boy Marley, that I spoke about on the song Drive Slow, actually had a Neo Geo in real life, bro.
Whoa.
That is fucked up.
He's a millionaire and he can't believe the idea of someone owning a Neo Geo.
But he wasn't a millionaire when he was a kid. Like, imagine. I don't actually know anything about his past, but... we actually played Spy Hunter at my mum's house. Correction, the name of the Neo Geo game I was referring to was the Super Spy. He went through and he fixed that tweet like he fixed wolves. Then he talks about how he saw Zoolander 2 for the second time.
It's interesting. I was just thinking of it like TurboGrafx 16 is a very cool name for an album.
But
it's just that interesting, like the divide between like retro being cool. Like if another rapper went, I'm calling my album fucking PlayStation 2, I'd go, man, that is the lamest shit of all time.
I would fucking love that.
Really?
I think that's hilarious.
But what's the, you know what I mean? The line in the sand between like cool, kitschy retro versus like, oh no, that's just something that happened a little while ago.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Like if you called it Xbox 360 or something, that'd be fucking, yeah. That'd be kind of lame.
Project Dolphin.
Again, I'm back.
But yeah, like Dreamcast would be fine. I think Dreamcast
is a good name for a rapper.
It's all, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because it's like, it was undervalued and underrated. Yeah. And
or
a
band.
A bit of,
if a band called themselves Dreamcast.
That's a, or a podcast.
Cut this bit out. Let's use this.
This is legally, this is copyrighted to us.
He's also has announced, and again, we're way late to the party on this, but at his Madison Square Garden show, he's
made a video game about his mum going to heaven.
Yeah, so he reveals his fashion line. He plays the album. Then he starts handing the aux cord around to all the other rappers in the room so they can just play shit off their phone in a stadium, which is, that's hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's sick.
And then he goes, by the way.
Imagine how loud that little like noise would have been.
Then he reveals a video game that he's working on where you play as his mum in heaven.
It's sick.
That's
like what
bizarre.
Imagine how cool that would be where you just get to the point where like, hey, do I want to make anything that exists? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make literally
it's
any
like a,
form
of. It's like
of
a cereal brand having a video game thing of like, you know, Coco the monkey jumping around. It's like, I'll just video gamify my life.
Yeah. Like, it's such a weird part of your life to choose though.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird, what a weird tribute to your deceased mother who you loved so dearly.
Yeah.
Some fucking fat nerds can.
Yeah.
Grab make your joysticks and pretend to be her.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Kanye's grandma. Yeah, it is weird. It's but you know, good on him, I guess.
Yeah. I
hope he actually
know...
names his album TurboGrafx-16. Yeah. He definitely won't.
He won't.
Because he changed the life of Pablo's name like 6 times in the 2 weeks before.
And
it.
Settled on the worst one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the others were better.
Well, I think Pablo was his dad's name, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's why his dad died.
Right.
And I think it's called The Life of Pablo, about either his dad or his dad's friend or something. I remember seeing it at some point.
I just like the contrast with Kendrick, who just dropped, what was it called?
Untitled.
Just out of nowhere, and it's great. And
it's really good.
It. Yeah.
But that literally, that's basically demos.
Right.
That's like all shit that he'd been working on
and it's some of the stuff that
the
he's like
for the last album.
Right.
He's done some of it on like the like on not Letterman, on like Colbert and stuff, like little snippets of it.
Yeah.
And it's that guy's great.
Because he had this thing for a couple of months where he was like, which I think is really cool, where he was like, there's no like event to like live performances on talk shows now. It's just like bands going through the motion, playing their single.
Yeah.
Like there should be a reason to watch. Like you should be watching, wanting to go, fuck, what's gonna happen?
And those big montages or brand new songs or anything that he does are very cool.
Yeah.
If Kanye is TurboGrafx-16, he is a Super Nintendo.
Because that used to happen. Like that
big opinion.
Yep.
That used to happen, like where bands would they would debut their song on a talk show. That would be the first time anyone.
Or just
heard
because it.
It
was the '80s, you hadn't heard it before, because how are you gonna hear it? Like,
and some bands still do that from time to time, like pretty rarely, but it's cool. It
I remember the White Stripes did like a week's residency on Conan,
on
his old show.
Yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys used to do great stuff on Letterman. Like, it don't happen anymore.
There was a band called Department of Eagles, which is one of the guy from Deer Hunter and someone else.
It's this thing with animals.
Pardon?
Deer Hunter, Department of Eagles. Name your band about something other than an animal idiot.
Yeah, like the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Cool.
Call it a Mega Drive.
They debuted a song on there. They just went, hey, here we are. Here's a thing. It's pretty cool. So I don't know. I'd like to know, is there more info out there about the Kanye mum? Like, who's developing this? Like, is he
great
just...
question.
Yeah.
Well, this is like how he was going to make his own Curb Your Enthusiasm show.
Was he really?
Yeah. And a bunch of, like, I think New York improv, or maybe they were the LA ones.
I know someone who worked on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Was it for HBO? Was it actually for HBO, I think?
I think it was for HBO.
Yeah.
How do you think he sets this shit up? Like, this definitely came about with, like, someone came to work and there was an email sent at 3 a.m. from Kanye being like, hey, man, I need to make a video game.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, it's weird that he wanted to make a Curb-style show of himself, and then when he first got together with Kim, I remember him saying, like, there was a big thing where, like, he was forbidding himself from being in the show.
Yeah.
Like, he
yeah.
went from wanting to make his own.
Yeah.
But that's because he was in control and it was fictionalized and it was.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
There is the person who helped out with the improviser guy has been interviewed about it a bunch of times because he's been on my other podcast.
Yeah.
And I found out about that after we'd done the thing and I was like, fuck, why didn't we ask him about it? And then looked it up and it's like, oh, he's talked about it at length. So
yeah, right.
But what a bizarre, wild experience.
Kanye West is a weird person.
But a great
I don't want to blow anybody's mind, but he is a strange guy.
He's a fucking, he's an artist who has like $1 billion and can do whatever he wants. It's great.
You said that like you were a child talking about him.
He's an artist, has $1 billion. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to eat ice cream for dinner, he can.
For show and tell, I bought in The Life of Pablo on a USB.
I told my mom I was going to see The Cat in the Hotel, but I listen to Life in Pablo.
I used my daddy's Tidal subscription to get it.
Cancel your Tidal subscription that you got.
I got my
3-month trial period.
Yeah, I got my cancellation confirmation.
Yeah,
today.
Everyone remember to do that because you don't want Tidal.
I just went straight to a torrent.
So did I, I'll be honest.
People complained about it. I just went.
I tried to find a torrent early days and couldn't, so I went on Tidal.
And honestly, in legal terms, we've done the wrong thing and we could definitely be probably locked up for years and years, and Louis Theroux would talk to us about that.
Yeah.
But it's the same, like, I would have cancelled the Tidal thing anyway.
It's
so.
Not finished yet. Like, it's not out
that's
yet.
That's true.
Like, you can't go, hey, don't pirate and steal this when I'm going, well, I'm still tweaking it.
And you're putting up photos
money for this thing where it's not finished.
Yeah.
That screenshot of his laptop with the Pirate Bay open as well. Did you see that?
He's now said that was like
that was a joke or something.
It was his friend's computer and it was a joke.
Yeah,
so,
whatever.
I don't know. Because, the whole thing with him going back and forth with Dead Mouse was hilarious.
That was very good. Yeah. Anyway, this has been the Kanye cast for the week.
Just knowing that there's people listening who are furious about more mentions of Kanye in their life.
Yeah.
The really heavily anti-Kanye people could go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. The hate... The fucking blanket hate of Kanye just really.
All right. Well, I hate the making the murderer people. You hate the Kanye people. Who do you hate, Ben?
I'm not going to say any of those things.
Yeah.
If you wanted a good comedy bit, you would have just said a race of people.
Exactly.
That's immediately.
That was the Chinese. That was the expression I was trying to have on my face without having to say any specific ethnicity.
Should we do some emails and shit, I guess?
Should we talk about games at all?
Yeah.
I think we've touched on this before, but we are all...
Our little dicks?
We're all deep into... It's like just over a week out from Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's a weird part of the year.
We're really playing games. We're all deep into working on our shows and stuff. So it's kind of not an ideal time to be doing a podcast about this stuff.
Yeah.
I sort of thought I might get the Twilight Princess... remake when it came out and play that for a bit. I just do not have time. I haven't touched Far Cry Primal since we played it for this.
Yeah. I've been playing more Far Cry 4. It's great. It's really, really good. What else have I been playing?
You know what I do want to play? Stardew Valley.
Yes.
That looks great.
That's the farming one,
The farming one that's kind of like a Harvest Moon.
All I know is that people are addicted to it.
People are saying they love it. The big thing I hear about it is like all those games normally where I've gone... This is cool and all, but it would be fucking sick if you could do this.
Yeah.
That's in there. Like that stuff where you've always gone, oh, this feels kind of limited.
Yeah. Yep.
It has it in there.
Am I right in saying it's just one guy who made that?
It sounds like it, yeah.
I think it was Kanye West. I think it is just one guy
who's made that.
And he's like listening to what people are saying and he's like very open and like, hey, if you want to change your game at all, you can do it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. It looks really cool. It's got a cool art style.
Mm.
There's bits of like, fighting in there, like there's between in the trailer, you go into a cave and you're like getting attacked by people. It sounds really cool.
Yeah,
I'd like to play it, but it's only on PC, so
yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. I can't play it.
No. We got a piece of mail from a listener called Lee, and Lee said, "What would be your top 3 or 5 if you want? Thanks for the option."
I'm gonna give 7. Fuck off, Lee. Don't tell me how to live.
You're the Kanye of this podcast. Old school arcade games.
Right. Yeah. I've got a big soft spot for The Simpsons.
Yes.
The Simpsons arcade game.
Yes.
There was a period of my life where, you know, family holidays, there'd always be, we'd go to a pub for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there'd always, felt like there would always be a Simpsons and a Street Fighter just in the corner.
Yeah.
And I just remember loving it at the time because it's just not like the show at all. Like, oh, wow, those characters that I really love. What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
Why is Smithers kidnapping the baby? Why is a gorilla attacking me?
Yeah, that's right.
And I actually played it. It's funny that this comes up because I actually played it on Sunday night. I was at a bar called Forgotten Worlds in Melbourne that has arcade games. Went in on a bit of a 2-player action of that. Very repetitive, those old beat 'em up games. But nostalgia-wise.
Yeah, I remember right never really enjoying those sorts of games. It was like an X-Men one you'd always see that had like eight people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always used to really like those, a lot of the gun things, like Point Blank was really good.
Yeah.
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
Did you ever play that one?
No.
Fuck, it was good. You got in a little booth thing. Like
in a little buggy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've played that.
Oh, and fuck, that's great.
And you're shooting velociraptors and you know, other types of dinosaur. It was great.
I loved Daytona. I loved giving the old car game, arcade game a whirl.
Yep.
Big time.
But what Daytona, like everyone always only ever played that first track, which is just a circle.
Yeah.
So boring.
Yeah. That's true. You never had enough little
those
coins.
Are the motorbike ones. The was it MotoGP or
GP,
where you'd lean on the motorbike?
There was one that they had at the time zone at Chadston that was like
ooh.
In the future. It was like motorbikes in the future racing, and it was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was a lot of fun.
You know, compared to then, every motorbike that exists now is a motorbike from the future.
Mm. Shut the fuck up.
Did you play the House of the Dead?
Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah. What was that fucked up Sega game? Do you remember this when we went to Super Potato in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
And they had the one in Akihabara where they have the arcade upstairs. And I played this like super violent Sega game that I've never seen.
Fuck, I can't remember what it was called.
I've never seen it before. But it's like you're a little kid in a haunted house and it is so real gruesome.
Yeah, right.
Like really fucked up and violent.
Did I? I think I got
you've
footage.
Got video of it.
Yeah, yeah, there's
Let
video.
Me see if I can see the title of it in that because I would recommend...
that was
getting on the old
Metal Slug. I used to really enjoy Battle Tanks, I think it was called. And you had a big, like, you had pedals and shit to control it.
I remember when that stuff really started taking off and being so excited about the, you know, an arcade machine that wasn't just a case with a joystick and
three
buttons, like a weird kind of controller or like there was a skateboard one at the Jam Factory.
Which
sounded more kind of cool and intuitive than it was. Like, realistically, fucked.
There was like a ski one at one point.
Yes.
Where it was full on, like, you know, ski, whatever the fuck they're called. Skis.
Yeah.
But also, the fucking things you hold, like the poles. So it was like two, like, poles and two skis.
Jesus Christ. You don't know a lot about skiing, do you?
No, but it was like a ski sim one.
Yeah.
That was that period of time where, and that was like before. The dance rhythm games came out.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a few like ski, snowboard ones.
Yeah, it sort of started. It was all just like, this cool, like extra controllers and stuff. And then,
Then
the dance stuff took off. Yeah. And then it was like the guitar
and the drums.
But then, sort of before Guitar Hero, those drum ones were really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed them.
Yeah. And like Whack-A-Mole. I remember Whack-A-Mole ones.
Whack-A-Mole's great.
Yeah.
I've still got it.
Yeah.
Whack-A-Mole.
Do you guys remember they'd have them
The crocodile whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
No, I'm angry.
That's
one.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's right. And you get like four people and you just line them up and smack them.
Yeah,
we used to do that. Just chow down on those tickets.
They'd have those sim things in shopping centers temporarily. It was like a big, like a van on a movable platform. And you'd go in and the door would shut and be all black. And then it'd be like the screen would come up and it would... It'd be like you're on a roller coaster or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those things? Yeah. And they'd move around and stuff. Yeah.
I did one of them once, but it was like going to a van, door closes,
here we go.
Guy comes out. Do I need to bother?
Nah, we've got it.
I was raped, everyone.
Yeah. That van moved, I tell you.
Yeah, like
it was a rockin'.
Like kind of a primitive version of like, you'd go into Movie World and they'd have the really permanent, highfalutin version of it.
Yeah. Apparently they have those, fuck, what are they called? Those movie cinemas that have
the 4D.
Those movie cinemas.
There's one on Elizabeth Street.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
Oh, yeah, with the chairs that move about and like rumble and stuff.
You're like squirted with water and shit while you're in there or whatever.
You know, I went to a cinema once and got squirted. I don't need to finish it. This is a guy from the van.
I always found it really bizarre. I remember Full Frontal, how their opening credits was just like the video from one of those machines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really weird that they just like... stole that and used that for their own.
Those things as a concept to me have always seemed weird because they are often at like Movie World or something with real roller coasters. And so the only difference between that and the real roller coaster and a movie one is that occasionally in the movie when you have like, you know, some fucking ball come at your face or something
I had a ball come at my face.
Oh, no.
They had a Batman one.
I've been on the Batman one.
You're in there. You can't recreate that in the, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. And you're flying through Gotham.
Let's set up a Patreon thing to get a funding for the three of us to go and do a theme park review.
Yeah.
Fuck. A week. I'd love to review a theme park.
A week on the Gold Coast where we go to all of them.
That would be so good.
Let's do it. Let's start it up after a comedy festival.
Yep, that's a really funny idea.
I feel like
idea.
We're going to get about $30.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still going to do it, though. I want to go to Wet n' Wild.
Yeah.
You know what? I did it about 4 or 5 years ago as an adult with mates. Like, we were all drunk and we were like, wouldn't it be fucking cool to go and do this? And we booked plane tickets and accommodation while we were pissed.
Wow. Yeah.
And then got up and went, oh, fuck. Well, I guess there's worse things to be locked into.
Yeah.
And it was fucking really fun. Yeah. Like, it was actually great.
I bet. Like, theme parks are fun.
Yeah. We hired a car. We would fuck around on the beach a little bit. Then we'd drive down, got the three-park super pass. Yeah. We'd do a different one each day. Then we would just drive back to the hotel and have a barbecue and get fucking leathered each
That's
night.
Great.
It was really fun.
All right, well, if anybody wants to hear us talk about how drunk we got on a roller coaster.
That's perfect for this podcast about video games. We spend a week reviewing the theme parks.
We'll just take a Game Boy with us. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I played a bit of Mario, but who cares?
Yeah, got some good Street Pass hits on the old DS. Oh, yeah. Bust down to Movie World. Yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
We should do it. What did we have? We had another bit of mail, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought
we had some tweets. Yeah, so we got a tweet from Chris Jones, G-Force, on Twitter, asking...
Yeah!
Yeah.
As in the movie? The hamster movie?
No.
Well, gerbil movie, that's why it was called G-Force.
G-E-4-O-R-C-E.
Yeah, that's how the movie was spelled.
Was it really?
Yeah, I know, because I pretended to go see it when I went and saw that big porno.
He asks, how about... worst level or quest in a game you've ever played?
Worst, specifically worst level. I'm really not, in general, I'm not a fan of the underwater level or the
swimming,
ice or the ice level.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're fucking slipping everywhere.
Yep.
Get fucked.
Yep.
I get, here's an extra challenge. Now your feet don't work properly. That's not an extra challenge. It's just frustrating and shit. Ditto underwater. Anything underwater, I'm not.
Underwater, I hate more.
I think I always
ice games, I like the visuals of the ice levels.
Sure.
Underwater is boring and just shit and hard and
especially
fun.
In 64 era where everything was Banjo-Kazooie style, mm-hmm. just like 8 huge worlds.
Yep.
And the first 3 you're like, man, I'm loving this. And then you unlock the 4th world and you're like, oh, the whole thing's submerged. Get fucked.
Yeah. There were those levels in Super Mario 3 where you were on a kind of...
skis? Are you trying to think of skis again?
Poles.
You were on a structure made of blocks that would go up and down with the tide, and there were those giant
fish. Airships.
No. These were just levels in the water world where there was a big fish that would jump up and get you occasionally.
Oh yeah.
And so the land would go up and down, and you'd have to go across it. And
are you sure this is Mario 3?
Yeah, this can't be Mario 3.
It sounds like Mario 64.
No, I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Show me what?
It's this... I've got this big fish that opens his mouth.
Things going up and down.
Fuck. What? Like a... What?
Never mind. So you were not a fan of it?
It was the worst. It can go and get cunted.
Yep.
I remember, like... I don't like it when they put in... Like, most mini games are generally shit. Like, I remember in Knights of the Old Republic... There was like this racing bullshit mini game that you had to do.
Oh yeah,
and there was some
swoop racing.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I like that.
Nah,
I was good at it.
Nah.
And the Wario, the Wario games have weird little mini games after each level. Ah, here's some archery.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Like half the time that stuff, is just like so half-heartedly made.
Yeah.
The only time that mini game stuff I've liked is Super Mario 3D World. With the little Captain Toad missions.
But then you're still using basically the controls of the normal game, you know? So it's but it's completely different.
They spun it off and made a full game of it, which is really cool, which is like your...
Those were good.
You're Toad and you can't jump and you have to... Just the mechanic of not being able to jump kind of changes the whole mechanic of it. It's really cool. Oh, by the way, this guy wanted specific stuff. All we've done is just talk about... Very broad things that we hate in video games.
Yeah, I'm struggling to think. Like, I'm a very positive person. I don't tend to remember the negative things that ever happened to me.
There was a Nintendo Direct. Since we've last done one of these, which was, surprise, surprise, real disappointing. The main thing of it was just, hey, Star Fox is out soon.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think Star Fox now comes out on the same day as Uncharted, which is brutal.
Fuck. Right.
So yeah, it's I don't know. I still don't know if I'm psyched for that or not. I was a fan of Lilac Wars back in the day. It looks like just more of the same.
Totally.
It's going to be a pretty limp package.
And it's a kind of outdated.
Moment silence, please.
It's kind of an outdated type of game at this point as well.
Well, they were trying
way.
To hype it up in the Nintendo Direct, like, oh yeah, you can take different paths in the levels, and then and they had the overworld map was exactly the same as in Lilac Wars.
Yeah.
Right. Lilac Wars was like a game that you could finish in one setting, and it was all about wanting you to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Cool for the time, but even at the time it got a little
Even at the time,
like,
people
will
go,
it's a little bit short. Yeah. And it looks like this is the same thing. It's like
it's
you need to make it. This is your last ditch effort with the Wii U. Like, give us a big, give us a big world. Give us like lots of missions and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not.
I'll almost definitely still get it, but I don't know if they've maybe given up on the gamepad stuff for it. Because that was the thing for a long time.
Yeah, they're not talking about that massively anymore.
It didn't come up in the
Well, people hated it. When people, like people who got to play it, they didn't like it.
Yeah, they've scaled it back quite a lot by the looks of it. So, yeah, who knows. And then just a bunch of other, a new Paper Mario game and some other, a new Kirby game, a whole bunch of who gives a shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I always hated the bit in Ocarina of Time where you had to get a Pona.
Worst
levels.
Yeah, you had to beat
someone in a race. Anything with a race. Anytime somebody makes me race in a game that isn't a racing game, it always tends to be a little shit.
I agree. Yeah, and that's right. The feeding the carrot and the whipping. I hated that.
Oh yeah, because you have to race in The Witcher 3, and the controls aren't good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Red Dead Redemption.
And so then what they do?
Horse races. Horse races fucking suck.
Yeah. Just horses tend to be bad.
I hate them. They're creepy.
Yeah.
Look at their weird faces.
They
and
are
bodies.
Dangerous. Apparently, they're like some of them are stupid as a bug as well.
Wow.
No, I'm thinking of koalas. Koalas
stupid
are
stupid as koalas.
No, koalas are apparently as stupid as bugs. I've heard, which is really weird, but apparently koalas have the same like level of intelligence as like most bugs do.
Wow.
Which is weird, right? Because you look at them and they're like not a mammal. What are they? Marsupial.
Yeah, they look like little chimps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you'd think they'd be smart, but apparently dumb as a bug.
Wow.
Well, they're off their heads all the time because they get fucked up from the stuff they eat. So they're just like, pretty much high.
They do look it. Like I went and saw some recently at a wildlife thing and they're just like fucking stoned out of their gourds.
I went to Hillsville a couple of years ago
and
there was one sitting there on a tree and the sprinkler turned on in the enclosure and just went... and started like just blasting this koala with water and it looked like it just did not react in any way. Yeah.
That's what a bug would do. A bug would probably even fly away.
Yeah.
A bug would almost... If
dumber than bugs.
Yeah.
We're calling it.
Boy, there's been some hot takes on this episode. Well, should we wrap it up there for this week?
Yeah, I'm going to think about more worst levels. I think that's a fun thing to talk about, but I just don't have any in my brain right
Racing
now.
Racing levels, I mean, the Grand Theft Auto games do it where you get into those street
races. It sucks.
That isn't the strength of this game.
Yeah.
It's okay to just not...
They're so frustrating when you have to go and start again.
Yeah.
Because you need... A racing game, you need to... It just needs to be... Like, that mechanic... Can't just be transplanted.
A lot of racing games don't do it amazingly.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to make, it seems like.
Yeah.
And if your game isn't that, then don't try.
Yeah.
Yep. What are you doing?
Using those weird drift mechanics and shit when you're actually trying to, like, beat another person.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So then what they do is they, like, a lot of the time just tend to make their AI stupider so you can beat it. So then it just becomes this boring thing where you're in first the whole time.
Yeah. And so, well, they're just trying to extend the fucking playtime of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else, Isaac, asked about video game movies. So I think, listeners, if you got some least favorites.
We'll watch some. Yeah. That's
got to be a whole episode, I think.
Yeah.
We've talked about this briefly, but the Mortal Kombat movie, the Double Dragon movie.
When
Mario
we've got
Brothers.
Some time after the comedy festival is done and dusted, which I guess we should probably, if you're in Melbourne, you can come see us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give details of our shows.
Yeah. You have two shows, Adam.
I have two shows. My name's Adam Knox, and my first show is called Nothing Important Has Happened to Me, and it's stand up.
Great.
And what's your second show? I was hoping you were going to say
well,
it.
Well, I thought you were going to say this. I thought, okay. Well, the second show me and Ben are both in and a couple of other people, it's called Chimp Cop Nights. And it's about a chimp who's a cop. And that's just the premise. Yeah. So with a premise that golden. But come see my show too. It's on at 6 o'clock at the Imperial Hotel. Go to the comedyfestival.com.au has all of the stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just search for us. And Tommy, I believe you're doing a show.
Yes, it's called TurboGrafx-16. it's called Little Golden Dassolo. It's on every night at 8:45 PM at the Downstairs Lounge. All that stuff is on my website, TommyDassolo.com.
Yeah. It's really cool when people come see the shows from this as well. We had that happen in Perth.
Yeah.
It's very nice. And if you see us around, please.
If you're in Melbourne or if you have the means to get a ticket to Melbourne, you know, Ben will put you up.
Hmm?
It'll all be fine.
Now you.
I've got a van you can stay in.
Oh, boy.
It's very dark.
All right,
and there's a hidden cost.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We got email.
You know the drill.
Hit us up. Let us know. Give us some good video. Give us some good video game movies off the beaten path. Everyone knows the horror that is.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers and stuff, but let us know some little
cheeky ones.
Little cheeky ones. And as we always say here at Filthy Casuals every week,
I never am ready for this.
Great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.